Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we are at our favorite bar, The Last Word, to talk to a special bartender.
We're here with Casey Miller, who's just back from winning the right to represent the entire Midwest region in a big cocktail competition. Casey, can you tell us about that?
So it's the USBG World-Class Bartending Championship by Diageo's. And so I just got back from Las Vegas a little while ago, where I was chosen as one of three national representatives from the Midwest region.
Well, congratulations. That's great. Even better, you've got a cocktail for us. We ask you to come up with a concoction that involves Michigan ingredients. What do you have here?
This cocktail I call the Kibbe Cob. It's named after a little region of Jackson, Michigan, where we would always go back in the summer. It's a cocktail that I wanted to incorporate a lot of these ingredients that I kind of think embody summers and springs in Michigan.
Yeah, I think, Casey, you have won an award for the most ingredients used in any Cheers cocktail so far. I was amazed as you just kept pulling out something more as you were mixing this up. So I see a lovely Michigan spirit on the counter here. What did you use today?
Today, I decided to use the Arbor Spring Gin from Arbor Distilling Company. They produce this gin just down the street. This gin I wanted to use because it has a lot of interesting botanicals, some of which were actually foraged right here in Michigan. So some of the accents I wanted to highlight, obviously it's a gin, so it's juniper forward. We all know that. But other ingredients include like bee pollen, chocolate mint, a little chaga mushroom, which they grab off of birch trees that grow right here in Michigan, northern Michigan. And then in addition to that, kind of highlighting those botanicals with some of the other produce items.
I see you also used Verner's, which is very Michigan-like of you.
It is the quintessential Michigan soda in my mind, you know.
Okay, so why don't you walk us through how you made this cocktail?
When I was kind of envisioning what I wanted to do, I wanted to really bring something from my past. I like my cocktails to tell a story, if at all possible. And so I grew up overseas in Tokyo, Japan, and every summer we would come back and visit Michigan, and we'd stay with friends and family. And so a couple of family friends, the Sawickis, lived over in Jackson, right near Kibbe Cob Market, just off the golf course. And something that always blew my mind was that we'd be getting ready for dinner, and Bernie would come in from his garden with just a basket of fresh strawberries or raspberries that he picked, or rhubarb that he picked. And it just, where did you get all this stuff? Oh, just right there. Edge of the yard. Go pick some strawberries if you want. Here, grab this rhubarb stalk and dip it in a cup of sugar. You know, it's just this, it was so heartwarming, and in my mind just kind of, I had a very romanticized idea of Midwestern American living, and it just kind of embodied it for me. So I wanted to really incorporate all those elements of produce to it. So we have some fresh mint, we have some raspberries and strawberries. This morning I made a little rhubarb syrup with Michigan honey and Michigan rhubarb, some salted plum, some pickled plum, and a little bit of celery shrub.
Well, how do you make the drink?
You start by adding one strawberry, three raspberries, about a bar spoon of pickled plum. You muddle all that up, and then you add your liquid ingredients, so an ounce and a quarter of this spring gin, quarter ounce of Dolin Blanc vermouth, a couple dashes of celery shrub bitters, a quarter ounce each of lemon and lime juice, and then half ounce of this, the rhubarb syrup. So after adding all those liquid ingredients, toss in your mint, add some ice, give it a shake, and then double strain out the, you don't want that pulp in the drink, over ice in a highball glass, and then top it off with the 1 to 2 ounces of Verner's to taste. Give it a stir and drink spring and summer in a glass.
So when I tasted this, I was like, there must be some kind of shrub in here, because I got that little hint of vinegar or pickle or something that I wasn't familiar with. So I was great when you said that that was pickled plum. I was like, oh, that's what's going on. It's kind of got that sour, salty. Is that an ingredient you made or something that you buy?
This is an ingredient I made because I just started my hand at pickling, and I am terrible at it. Compared to the Sawickis that, you know, this what this cocktail is really, kind of an homage to, they always had jars of pickles. And so I wanted to incorporate that kind of, you know, little slight brininess and to the cocktail.
Is there a substitute we could use if we don't pickle plums?
You know, there are Asian markets around here that sell, they might be marketed as salted plums or pickled plums, or umeboshi is the Japanese name. Yeah, just make sure you don't grab one with a pit.
And how about that rhubarb syrup? How would someone make that?
Well, the rhubarb syrup is very easy. You roughly chop some rhubarb, Throw in about 4 cups of rhubarb, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, and just let it simmer on the saucepan for about 20 minutes until the rhubarb starts to break up, and then just strain it out.
And once you have that ingredient, I bet that can get used in a lot of different ways. I would put that with some club soda and gin, and that would be a really refreshing drink that doesn't have quite as many ingredients in it.
Certainly, yeah. It's a very versatile ingredient. You can pour it over ice cream if you want to have a, you know, a nice treat for the kids. Make a non-alcoholic cocktail, which is soda or some Verner's, or use it, yeah, as a cocktail ingredient because it'll keep for a month in your fridge.
You had a taste of it. I'm going to give it a little try now and see if I like it as much as you seem to. Wow. There's a lot going on in that. I really like that.
That's sort of the hallmark of Casey's cocktail style. I've been privileged to have Casey make many cocktails for me over the years, and every single one of them has something in it that surprises me because he really is always thinking about layering those flavors.
Yeah, there's nothing simple about that, and there's nothing bad about that. It is truly a nice cocktail, and as Tammy will tell you, if I don't like it, you don't get praise like that.
Thanks, Lester. That means a lot.
That's the Kibbe Cobb, and you'll have the recipe online.
Cheers.